Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Daniela Ueda of Financial Investor Relations Brazil. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2007 earnings results. I would like to mention that this conference call is being broadcast live over the internet. The link is on the website www.rumo.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in São Paulo are Mr. Américo Emílio Romi Neto, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Sérgio Roberto Novo, Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Manager. Initially, Mr. Emílio Romi will comment on the company's third quarter 2007 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Emílio Romi.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us today at this conference call for the presentation of and discussion of our third quarter 2007 earnings. I would like to introduce you Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, who joined the company as CEO and president in last August. Therefore, he is quite a new acquisition of our team of executives, and although he is less than 3 months within the company, he is quite well integrated and is perfectly able to be with us to present our comments and also to answer any questions that you might have. Mr. Livaldo has more than 15 years of management position in companies in the sectors of engineering, capital goods, and logistics. Therefore, is a very important reinforcement to our team of executives. I would like now to pass the word to Mr. Cassiano Rosolém to initially present our financial results.
Thank you, Emilio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Cassiano speaking, and it's a pleasure to have you here today. I will start in the slide number 4, and I would like to highlight in this slide our three business units, machine tools, plastic injection molding machine, and rough and machined cast iron parts. Machine tools is the most relevant business unit for Rumo and accounts for 65% of our revenue. A machine tool is a machine which is present in all manufacturing process of all industrial sectors. Therefore, we used to say that the industrial GDP is the most important driver for this business unit. The plastic injection molding machine business unit also is impacted for a variety of sectors of the economy and the industrial GDP, as well as the consumption of the population, are important drivers for this unit. Rough and machined cast iron parts was the business unit that also are related to the industrial GDP. And the industrial GDP is the main driver in this business unit as well. Let's move on to the next slide, number 5, when we show some samples of our products. It's important to highlight that home products produce approximately 100 kinds of machines which are used for many industrial applications. In this slide number 6, I would like to highlight our facilities in Santa Barbara do Oeste. Later in this presentation, we are going to detail one of our projects, which involves the shutdown of the downtown facility and moving these operations to the district facility with an increase in capacity. Okay. Let's move to slide number 7. And in this slide, we can show you how HOMI has a global presence, and HOMI also has 2 subsidiaries, one in US, another one in Germany, and these subsidiaries are to support dealers and customers around the world. We export our products since 1944. We have a long-term relationship with most of the dealers, and it's important, but it's really important to highlight that in Brazil, we sell our products through directly sales office. We do not have dealers in Brazil. All sales are done by our sales team spread out in Brazil. This kind of sales differentiate HOMI from the competitors, since HOMI is really more close to the customers in order to understand and give all the support they need. In the slide number 8, we show some of our strengths. The technology developed by HOMI are very important for us because give us the flexibility to sell our products to in any territory in the world. Also, our brand are very well recognized in Brazil. Other strengths which really make difference for our business and for our customers are the pre and after sales support and the financing that we can offer to our customers. As you will see in the next slide, our customers are small and medium-sized companies which need not just the machine, but they need a solution. And this solution begins with the pre-sales engineering support, passed through the financing during the sales, and also a strong after-sales assistance after the sales. In this slide number 9, as I promised you, we can see who are our customers and what sectors they are. As a trend which has been happening in the world and also in Brazil is the outsourcing of parts in a productive process. For instance, let's get the automotive sector for explain you how it has been work. The final product manufacturer like Ford, General Motors shift to the system manufacturer to produce systems to be supplied directly to the assembly line. Okay? Later in the past years, these systems manufacturers also outsourced parts, small parts, to other companies. These companies are our customers. They are small and they are more competitive due to the reduced administrative costs, tax benefits from government, sometimes lack of engineering or maintenance departments. And these companies need not just the machine, but the solution. And these companies act in many sectors of the economy, as you can see in this slide. It is important to highlight that the automotive sector is today the most important sector. Let's move on to the slide number 10, please. In the slide number 10, we show our market share. There was not big change in the market share in the tree business. For machine tools and plastic injection molding machines, we calculated the market share internally based on our report. For the machines that we produce, we are leader in both units in Brazil. In the machine tools, our main competitors are the imports, mainly from Japan and Germany. US, Korea, Taiwan are also important competitors. In the plastic injection molding machines, our main competitor is the companies from China. In the rough and the machined cast iron parts unit, we are small. We have just 3% of the market. And later in this presentation, we will cover our strategy to grow in this business unit. In the slide number 11, there is some highlights of our results for the 9 months ending in September 07. This very good performance is due to the GDP growth in Brazil and also the recognition of Romi products from our customers related to the quality and the quality of the products and the services that we offered. In the slide 12, we show our margins, which were very impressive. The strong control over our expenses, the positive effect of the FX in our costs, and the dilution of the cost due to higher volume were the main reasons for this performance. In the slide, next slide, please, in the slide 13, the revenue performance by business unit were also very good. The rough and the machined cast iron parts business unit has the outstanding performance, mainly due to the fulfilling of the additional capacity from 2006 expansion. Machine tools and plastic injection molding machine also presented good results. In this slide 14, I would like to highlight our margins. The adjusted EBIT margin were also outstanding. Machine tools is still our biggest business unit and also our more profitable unit. With the dilution of the cost due to big volume, the rough and the machined cast iron parts has also a good increase in the EBIT margin. Therefore, the consolidation of the Pratica line in the plastic injection molding machine business unit was the responsible for the most impressive increase on margins this year. This line was launched in 2006 to compete in a market that which Romi has never acted before. This machine has less fixtures than other lines from Romi, but with a very good technology, and the market recognized the performance of the machine, and we have been very successful selling the Pratica line in a market which many Chinese, which have many Chinese machines. In the slide 15, I will talk a little bit about our revenue. The exports represent about 13.5% of our estimated revenue for the end of the year. And the U.S. and Europe is still our main market for machine tools and cast iron parts. Let's move on, please, to the slide 16, where there is where I present the breakdown of the cost of goods sold. It's important to highlight the FX effect on Romi's cost. Note that approximately 46% of the cost have somehow effect from FX fluctuation. This effect could be directly, like the imported raw materials and components, or indirectly due to affecting some local suppliers. Note that we consider the metals, mainly steel and iron, as a dollar related, because They are commodities. In the long term, they are adjusted by FX fluctuations. In the page 17, we show the CapEx and the loans. Note that we have been investing in strongly in the past years. This year, we have projected 30 million reais, and the reason for the decrease on investment in 2007 compared with 2006 is due to the review in the master plan related to the transfer of the units from the downtown facility to the district facility. Later in this presentation, we are going to talk with more details about the project. In the loan side, it is important to note how solid financially is Homey. The estimated loan for the end of the year will be approximately just 65% of the projected EBITDA. The solid financial position gives to Homey also opportunity to leverage our growth with higher debt. Now, I would like to pass the word to Mr. Livaldo Aguiardo Santos. Thank you.
Here's Livaldo Santos. Good afternoon, and thanks to be with us. As you can see in the slide 18, we are focused our growth in organic growth and acquisitions. Later on, we are going to have a specific slide in which we're going to better describe the acquisitions that we are looking and we are working on it. But talking specific for organic growth, we have the two projects, the Paradise and the Volcano project, in which we are better describing later on. For these two projects, we are estimating to finance this project to cash flow generation and new loans, as you can see in this slide. In the page 19, we are going to present the disbursement cash flow for these two projects, the Paradiso and the Volcano project. In 2007, our forecast was to disburse something around $60 million, but so far our estimation is to disburse 30 million reais. The cause for this low disbursement was because we freeze the Paradise project last July to not only to have this project as the integration of the facility and the moving from downtown to the new district project, but also to increase some facilities, some increase of production capacity. Due to this factor, we are going to increase our disbursement in 2008, as you can see in this slide. As you can see also in this slide, we call for maintenance. This is not exactly the concept of maintenance, but is the capital that we need to invest to keep our crude production. In the page 20, we are going to describe the Paradiso project. The summary of this project is to transfer the manufacturing from downtown to the district. We already started this project in 2006, and the conclusion is for 2011. The main issue in this project is not only to move from downtown, but also to increase the capacity from 2900 to 4800 machinery years, of course, depending on the mix produced. The synergies is to reduce the logistic costs and also to eliminate the duplicate structure to have a better productive flow. In the slide 21, you have a plot pan that was finished and freezed. You see different colors. In each color is a specific situation that the project is or is going to be. In the green, you are going to see the existing area, and the next slide, you're going to see a photo in which you can see all of these buildings that are already constructed. In the orange, you see the facilities that is being constructed now and is going to have their startup in 2008. For the yellow color is the operations or the facilities that's going to be ready to be operated in 2009. The major one is in the down right side, that is the fabrication facility. Also, the infrastructure of all these facilities is going to be built in 2008. The administrative building is not part of this plot plan and is going to be discussed only after 2011. You can see in the next slide, in number 22, the facilities photo, in which we have a land of 1.8 million of square meters. It's a very huge and large land in which we are going to have enough space to have all these facilities presented before. You can see also in this photo, in the back, the Rodovia dos Bandeirantes, and the main road that gives the entrance to all these facilities is the SP-304. The junction between Rodovia dos Bandeirantes and the 304 is, the distance between these is about 500 meters only. As you may know, this is a very, very good this site is well positioned, considering that we are not far from São Paulo. We are only 140 kilometers from São Paulo. We are 35 kilometers from Campinas, and also 40 kilometers from Viracopos International Airport, one of the major freight airport in Brazil. And also, we are only 220 kilometers from Santos Harbor, that's the major port in Brazil. Then this facility is going to be and is being very well positioned to attend all the Brazilian market and also for export. If you go to the 23, we're going to present now the Vulcano project. The Vulcano project is based on two different units, the new foundry and the new machining unit. The capacity, we are going to duplicate our capacity. The current that we have today is 40,000 tons a year, and we are going to duplicate to have another 4,000 ton years, as you can see in this page 23. The phase one and two, basically, we're going to build a new area, a new building that has 10,500 square meters, and in each phase, we're going to have a new furnace that is going to increase our capacity 10,000 years. In the phase three and four, we are going to, from 2010 and 2011, we are going to increase another part of the building in which we are going to achieve the 24,000 square meters and the capacity for two more furnaces, achieving the 40,000 in 2011. And you have here also the investment, the accumulated investment that we're going to disburse during this period. In the next phase, the 24th, you're going to have a brief description about this new machining unit for casting iron parts. Again, the strategy to implement this unit is similar to that one for the foundry, in which we're going to increase every year 10,000 tons a year of production. In the slide number 25, you have a ROM strategy for the position in this market. Basically, we have four major strategies in which we are going to focus our future. The first one is the maximization of the market share position acquired. Of course, as a leader, we need to keep our position in the machinery tools and also to have a better position in the injection molding machining. The FX rate is really impacting us, but we're still looking for opportunities in which we can better provide margins for our business through export. We still in the R&D looking for broadening product portfolio. We are investing in this, and we are really getting very good results. New segments, we are also looking for this, and the synergy with current business is very important. The improved operational efficiency is something that we are still pushing this way, and we are looking for better integration, optimizing our two sites in one from downtown to the district. And also, we are very close to decide for a specific methodology to increase operational excellence, like Lean Manufacturer, Six Sigma, or both, or others. Of course, acquisition is one of the major parts of our strategy, but should be something that has synergy with we are producing. Mr. Emilio Romi will present this subject in the next slide, please.
We are now in slide number 26. As we have been mentioning in previous conference calls, we focus to acquire companies in two segments. One is machinery, and the other one is casting and machined casting. Both sectors we already play in, therefore we consider ourselves very experienced in these two sectors. And both sectors are not yet consolidated in Brazil. Therefore, we consider Romi well-positioned to act as a consolidator in these two sectors. Both sectors are very broad, especially the machinery and equipment, which is a very broad sector. But we believe that we may have very nice opportunities for acquisition in both sectors. At the moment, we have a number of targets under consideration, 5 in machinery and equipment, and 7 in casting and machine casting sector. The size of these companies are range about 50 million reais per year of revenues, up to 300 million reais per year of net revenue. Therefore, the size of the companies are compatible with the Romi size. They are smaller companies than we are, but they will add an important volume of business to our company to accelerate our growth. We see a lot of synergies in these acquisitions, considering that the companies are very close to the sectors we already play. So we will dilute existing costs and expenses. We have a more powerful purchasing power. We probably will share customer base, and also we will better utilize the facilities of the present and the acquired companies. What position are we now at this moment? We are more advanced in 3 negotiations. We aim to acquire between 1 to 3 companies in the next 6 months. We firmly believe that this is a very feasible possibility to happen. Of course, it does not depend only on Romi, but on our side, we are working very hard. We have assembled a team of people to take care of these acquisitions. This team of people is working together with law firms and other professional services that we have hired. Therefore, the work is being done with a lot of professionalism and taking all the care that we should take, but with a very fast pace in order to really close the acquisitions and the opportunities that we are looking to. Another important thing to say here is that the way to growth through acquisitions for Romy is permanent strategy. We are not going to make one, two, or three of acquisitions and that's it. No, that's not the idea for Romy. As I have mentioned before, the idea is to act as a consolidator in the two sectors we are playing, and we see room for expansion because the number of companies still available for being acquired in Brazil will allow us to grow both organically, as we have already been mentioned, but also through acquisition in a permanent way. We also look outside Brazil, not in the short term, but we know that we might have opportunities to acquire companies outside Brazil in the sectors we are already playing in. Therefore, we are studying some possibilities, and this is not going to happen in the short term, but it's important to point out that it might happen in the future, some acquisitions abroad. Now I will ask Livaldo to comment on our outlook.
We in this page 27, you see the consolidated Rome's balance sheet that we mean about the consolidated 2007-2008, and we still push in 2007 to achieve the net revenue growth of 13-14%. After 1 month of this last quarter, we are very confident that we will achieve all these results that is presented here. Adjusted EBITDA 21-23%, and also, as I told you before, a CapEx of 30 million. For 2008, we based on the forecasting that we have today, we think that we are going to grow a little bit higher than 2007, from 14-18%. But we still thinking that we are going to keep our EBITDA in 21-23%. And of course, to this freezing of the Paradiso project, we are going to increase our CapEx to 125 million. All of these numbers is not including acquisition. This is only based on the organic growth of Romy. Of course, all of these parameters for 2008 is based on the current market situation that we are forecast. This means the Brazilian GDP growth of 40.5% and a very, let's say, low exchange rate effects of 1.9%. And the Selic rate of 10%. Mr. Cassiano will continue for now, please.
Thank you, Livaldo. Please, let's go to the slide number 28. And here is just important to highlight the change that happened in the company this year. We are really more market-orientated, focusing in corporate governance. As you know, we joined the Novo Mercado in March. We did a follow-on in April. It makes our free float jump to 54.7%. And these actions also are important for Romy. And the IBCG, the Brazilian Institute of Corporate Governance, also awarded Romy this month with a trophy of the company in Brazil that most evolutes in 2007 in corporate governance, and this is really important for our company. In the next slide, I show you the capital markets situation. And I think the most important here is to tell you that we are always looking for liquidity, and we are doing actions, and one of the most important was hiring UBS Pactual as a market maker since October 25th. Please, let's go to the slide number 30. Here is just some numbers of sustainability. And I would like to say you thank you for your time, and we will have a pleasure to answer any question or comment you may have now. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star, then two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysis and investors. Please restrict your questions to two at a time. Okay, our first question comes from Nick Sabrell with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. Two questions. First, for Livaldo, you were previously at GE. I was wondering if you could comment on any of the practices you saw at GE that you might institute at Romy, if there are any opportunities there at Romy for, you know, whatever the kinds of industrial Six Sigma-type programs or anything else that you did at GE. Second question is regarding FX strength. Have we seen the majority of impact of a stronger AI in your results to date, or should we expect more? I mean, given the changes in the currency over the last 6 months, I think that the margin is actually better than we expected, but is there anything that might come in the fourth quarter or maybe early next year in terms of expenses or in terms of an impact from, you know, the stronger AI?
Okay, thank you, Rivaldo. Of course, my previous experience in GE is driving me for some good projects that we can also improve in Romy. As you mentioned, Six Sigma is something that was very strongly recommended as a business strategy in GE. We, after these 2.5 months in Romy, we also look for Six Sigma, but we also look for lean manufacturing. And we are merging these two good practices in a search way to have a very good result, not only in a long term, but also in short term. That seems that lean manufacturing is something very interesting to have a good result in the short term case. And the Six Sigma methodology is something that is really strong enough to keep this for long range. Then the merge of these two good practices could be the answer for what we are looking for. But as I told you, we're still looking for other methodologies, and we are going to shortly to present this to the market, which one we are going to select. But GE practice is something that we are considering, like session C, in which you have also the management and of the people and the people careers. I don't know if you have answer all the your question, but Mr. Emilio Rom is going to present the FX question that you did.
Thanks.
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Emilio. Well, the exchange rate question is a question that ever coming in our conference, right? Well, what I have to say is that we pay a lot of attention to this question. As you know, a good part of our costs are related to foreign currencies. Therefore, we have kind of natural hedge to this strengthening of the real currency. Another very important thing to say here is that when we grow in volume, as you know, our cost structure and expenses structure benefits a lot of the growth of volume. So growing in volume has allowed Romy to dilute costs and more than compensate for the strengthening of the real currency. Another comment that is very important is that our customers in Brazil, as we have mentioned before, are more and more going to the small side of companies. So the small company puts in the decision to make the decision. Price, of course, is a very important thing, but the smaller the company, the more he values financing, the more he values fast delivery. We are very good at delivering our products at very short delivery times, much faster than any other competitor from Brazil or abroad. Therefore, in many cases, we can sell our products at prices that are higher than our competitors because we offer these advantages to our customers. In the other hand, we know that we should work very hard. We have been doing our homework very, very, working very hard, and we have achieved very nice improvements in our efficiency in the manufacturing area. And we are, for instance, we are adding very little manpower compared to the physical volume that we are more and more growing. And with the new techniques that we are going to implement with the help of Mr. Livaldo in the next few months and year, we believe that we have still room for improvement in the operational efficiency area. Therefore, we are ever adjusting ourselves to the current situation. And so far, we consider that we have been able to manage that quite well. And we believe that we have developed an ability to do that on a continuous basis. Okay?
Okay. What you said about pricing was interesting. You did record, I think, higher prices versus last quarter. How much of the increase was due to being able to push through higher prices, and how much was mix shift in the product line?
Excuse me, one moment, please. We have a question of mix of products in. As you know, we have a very broad line of products, and the mix of products affects the average price per unit of our sale. What I meant is that when we go to the marketplace competing against our competitors, first, we didn't reduce our price in reais in terms of our list price, okay?
I understand.
What we have been doing and what we will continue to do is to manage each opportunity on a case-by-case basis, and the kind of discount we give is the minimum that we should give in order to win the business. In most cases, the kind of competition we face does not require us to give large discounts, okay? So, this kind of management of each opportunity, looking for better margins. For instance, if we have a faster delivery than our competitors, and we know that our customer needs that, we don't reduce our price, we don't give big discounts, and we close the deal with, let's say, higher prices in terms of U.S. dollars, okay? And then if we would follow exactly the currency devaluation. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your question, Mr. Sobrell. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, please press star, then 2. Okay, our next question comes from Claudio Pack with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. My question was about your acquisition plan, and I was wondering, what is the range of multiples that you foresee paying for these companies?
Okay, this is Emilio talking. Well, each acquisition is a different story, as you know. We look not only what the company is performing today, but the opportunity to grow in that sector. We look to the growth opportunity as a very important thing to consider. Generally speaking, we will acquire companies with much lower multiples than the ROMI is being traded in the market. This is a very important point to consider. For instance, we will try to stay in lower than 7 times the EBITDA projected for next year in terms of firm value, what is lower than what we are being traded in the market. But, of course, this is not the only thing to consider. This is a very complex question to answer, actually. But of course, we know that our investors and shareholders expect that we acquire companies that will add more value to them. So we look at that with a very careful attention. But the value, the kind of value is not for short term, but also long term. So, and also, we will not give to the seller any benefit from the synergies and to the goodwill that Romy will provide to the company. This is not to be. This is for our present shareholders, not for the selling company shareholders.
Right. Of course. No, I understand that. I was just wondering if you had like a predetermined range from which you were planning to stay with.
Okay.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Ms. Pat. Ladies and gentlemen, again, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star, then 2.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Danielle Gavard with Santander Bank.
Good afternoon. Congratulations for the presentation. Actually, I have 2 questions. The first one, would you expect a recovery in the machine tool segment in the fourth quarter, considering it was the only that grew less, that grew just 3.3% on a year-over-year basis? I think, and my second question, I just want to understand why the investment in casting in the Volcano project and the fourth phase is much lower than the machining unit. Those are the 2 questions.
Okay.
Okay, Daniel, here is Cassiano speaking. I'm going to answer your first question, and Livaldo, you're going to answer the second, okay? The machine tools in the fourth quarter probably going to have a grower stronger than the third quarter. Some of the what's happened was one of our supplier had a delay to deliver some of the parts for the machine tools. It happens in late July, but it is already normalized. However, the production takes a little more time to be normalized, and some of the machines shipped to the fourth quarter. Even that, if you look, the growth of the machine tools business in units were really strong. In reais, I agree with you, was not so strong, but in units in dollarized were strong, and that's it is our view for the fourth quarter. Now I guess Livaldo is gonna talk about the Vulcano project.
It's very easy to explain this because in the phase one and phase three of the new foundry, we're going to invest in the building and also in the furnace. In the phase two and four, there are no investment in building. In the opposite, in machining, basically we're going to invest in the building in the phase one and phase measured in the phase three and in machinery in the phase two and four. Then this is the major reason of this difference in investment.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations again for the presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Mr. Gavra. And again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star, then two. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. The next question comes from Nick Sabrell with Morgan Stanley.
Hi, I'm taking the opportunity to take a follow-up question. The question has to do with the manufacturing finishing line, machining line that you're setting up. Correct me if I'm wrong, but does this mean that you might be competing against some of your customers?
Can I take that?
Yeah.
Okay, good question, Nick. A very good question. Technically, yes. But I would like to point out that we have the number of customers we have in the casting business is much smaller than the quantity of customers we have in the machine tools and injection molding. We presently have about 12 or 13 different customers. Some of them are export customers. And yes, we compete with some of our customers, but this is not a very important thing to be worried with. We have very, very few customers that we have direct competition for the customers that we aim in the casting business. Casting businesses usually they will buy the part from a single source, the machined part. Some of our customers, or let's say all of our customers, except a few, they do not have a foundry. They are machining shops. Therefore, either they buy a foundry and supply the part already machined, or they will not supply the part to the kind of customers that we aim in the foundry. What is going to happen is that the foundry company, either they built a machining capability or they are going to be out of business in the long term. So direct competition, sometimes it happens with our customers, but it's not a big concern for us. Okay?
All right, that's clear. Thank you.
And thank you again, Mr. Sobrell, for your question. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star, then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. And this concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Emilio, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement, sir.
Okay, I would like to thank you, everyone, for being with us today. The presentation will be in our website, available for everyone. And we also will be available, our team of investor relations will be available in the next few days if you have further questions. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. That does conclude our Homies third quarter 2007 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.